So welcome to a one-off extra session on the configuration of persons needs service. Today we're going to focus purely on the TSC presentation that we made and questions we got back in preparation for a re-presentation there. So without further ado, I'm just going to jump into our slides here. So at the TSC we presented the business driver, we presented a kind of an overview diagram of what happens and talked a little bit about each of these steps. We talked about our project page, which you can always find off of our project page here. So I'll just put the project page in the chat so you can get to it. And if you want from there, everything else is linked, including all our notes, and this today's recording will be there too. All right, so last time we, excuse me, last time we started going over some of these questions, the first was about this distributed versus centralized principle. Krzysztof Opasiak said, doesn't this violate one of the very basic microservice architecture principles? We discussed some answers to that. Excuse me. I should probably make all these 14-point font, I think. Okay, so I think we're pretty good on this. I think it was Sandeep or Swami that said, or maybe Shankar, had said, here's an actual example where data needs to be shared across multiple different things. The next thing, Sashu had asked, well, there's this runtime catalog thing that they're thinking about. And actually, Yuri had a great answer for that. So we're probably not going to do better than that. He basically said, yeah, that's the runtime catalog is an idea. It's an idea, doesn't exist yet. But most importantly, and probably... the big thing that came out of that was basically Vimal had said, you know, this runtime catalog is focused on the ONAP management data, and we're specifically focused on network element data. So while maybe in the future, if people want to, they don't have to, they could use this for storing ONAP data, we're focused on the network element data. So after that, I colored.
I think that is something that we need to pull out a little bit more strongly.
Yeah,
that we are focusing on that, and it is quite feasible that other information could be stored, but that's not our primary concern right now.
Exactly.
But we don't want to preclude it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So what I did after that, from that discussion, I colored all these databases to be the same color, and I made this to be a different color. So that it kind of stands out in that it's different. So hopefully that'll be clear when we talk about that question.
If you go back, sorry, to the previous page, with the questions.
This one.
Yes.
All the. Sorry. Okay. This one.
No. The one that you showed. Sorry. The one about Yuri. Yes. I think it's quite important because my doubt was that they didn't understand exactly what was the scope of this the configuration persistence service. Because reading also the executive summary is quite generic, so maybe they are a bit confused of the real scope. So I think it's quite important to highlight that the main focus for what you wrote here, no? If you see, no, the executive summary is quite generic. It can be for everything.
Yeah, that's a good point.
No, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to say that it's important to change here, but it's important in the answer that we highlight now that we want to start with this network element instance data. Maybe a runtime. Maybe I think you should speak about a runtime network element instance data.
I like that. Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. I think this is something that should that it became aware that as we talked and the questions that we got that wasn't clear from the initial presentation. Yeah. Definitely.
In instance data or state?
Okay, network element instance, I'm thinking. Data of the network element instance, okay?
So it's configuration.
That's not precluding state.
Okay.
Data of nodes. Data of network element instances.
So configuration.
Yeah.
State.
Correct, yeah. Data related to, how that data related to, related to network element instances.
I wonder if the persistency part of the title is confusing people, or people are honing in on the database aspect only. What about a configuration and state service? Is that more aligned with
the scope? Yeah, so, we can add state information here too. I know that's Bruno's point is well taken. So maybe state information can also be stored too here. Sure. Okay. oh, hold on. So I saw some other people join.
Hi. Good morning. Sorry, I was a bit late.
Hi. And who? I think that's everybody. And somebody on iPhone, which I'm not sure who that is. Okay. next, Joanne. So that kind of leads from Michaela was saying, this kind of leads into the next thing, which is in showing the project page, many people have made the comment over time, and just various people have made the comment that, gee, are you trying to do all of this? And I think it's important to note that the project, I think, people don't see project pages very often because how often is there a brand new project, right? So I think we need to make it clear that the project page is meant to describe a vision of the whole project over a long, over its lifetime all at once. But we're not going to implement everything all at once, so we're going to also show, I think what's important is where we describe, we're starting off in Guilin is just a really simple, we're just storing some data. There's maybe 10 pieces of data. There's just a couple of use cases using our stuff. And over time that can grow to other things in Honolulu and, future releases will incorporate some of those other concepts you see on the project page. So I think this will help people understand, that if you look at the project page, there's a lot there, obviously, because the team has worked very hard to put together this amazing project page, which describes so many things, lots of great concepts of what we're going to do, all these synchronization, scalability, performance, and all these things. And I think we need to make it clear that that's not all happening at once. And for us, that's very obvious because we're very close to the problem. But for those who aren't working on it so closely, it may not be. Okay, another question was about performance. How scalable is this? And let me see if it was... Let me put in green the questions we've already tackled here, so because we need to keep track of what we've done already. So we finished this question, and there was a thing about, let's see, Sashu's question. Actually, we probably need to order these in the way we're doing these. So this is our question number two, essentially. And then the thing about the roadmap timeline is question 15 here.
So the one question about the roadmap, because in the roadmap that we have shown, there is a lot of architectural or improvement of how the data should be managed, but it is not saying what the data should be managed. So the risk that I see, maybe I am the only one and I stop here, but is that there is a lot of focus on, I have a very, very good management of the data. But I think we risk again to be not clear on what are the data that we want to support.
Okay, so we do say that verbally, and I think it's, I mean, we're kind of a database, right? So, and we don't own the data, so it's kind of up to the owners to what the kind of data we're storing. We're suggesting that. We have a list of things suggested, but we're not dictating the sort of things you can store. And I don't know that we want to do that. But so but I
is,
did say
is that not part of the. Sorry, Karen here. I just want to say, is that not part of the challenge that if you're basically creating a general purpose database, then you're going to run into the types of challenges around the microservice architecture violation and so on. Whereas if you sidestep that argument somewhat and you focus on what we're talking about in terms of network configuration data or configuration data in general. So providing the ability to store and retrieve and search model-driven configuration data, we'd step a lot of those questions.
Well, but we don't want to say, I mean, certainly configuration data is one thing you could store in this. The thing we really want to highlight is we're opening up with network element data. And we're not intending to replace management framework data unless, I mean, you know, if DCA wants to use the database to store all its stuff, it's welcome to do that. But we're not in any way saying we should do that. Configuration data is what we're starting with just because those are the first early use cases that we'll be using with the A1 policy and all of SAN, PCI and all those things and then use networking. So, I mean, those are things that will... that we'll start using. I guess we can name some of these, you know, some of the things that might start using this database. But you know, so one thing we know for sure is this is runtime stuff, right? It's not meant to be design time stuff. You can certainly store configuration stuff. It's also one of the reasons, you know, this thing started was because in various meetings and projects and things I was seeing, people were starting to talk about putting everything into ANEI, which doesn't belong in inventory, right? Like this is specifically stuff that, you know, ANEI wasn't meant to be a repository of all the data in ONAP. And what I saw was there was a lack of this network element, a place to store network element related data, right? So specifically there is data that's related to stuff that's, you know, network elements that's not, doesn't belong in inventory. So,
but other people... I'm trying to understand, what do you mean for exo inventory data?
This just means data that doesn't belong in inventory.
But can we just say configuration data or configuration status data? Because the risk is that we are generic. And we are confusing the people.
And I think that was Kieran's point as well. If we're trying to store network-related data, then maybe this is a network configuration and state service, right? It's related to networking, which implies, you know, higher performance and need to move data closer to the devices and such, which is different than ANAI's mandate. So yeah. The title is generic, and I think that's scaring people or confusing them. It's not clear. So Kieran had a good point. It's network related. So maybe that should be part of the title instead.
The title, which title? There's lots of
titles. Well, I see you're presenting configuration and persistency service. That's very general purpose, right?
Well, that's the months long debated title of our project. So I would suggest we don't revisit that because that's a months long heated debate among many, many people. So,
well, I'm just wondering if you might have another month-long debate trying to defend the generic.
I don't think you have. Maybe. But and right. Mike, you haven't been in those debates, and I'd rather not scratch that again. So let me just point you really quickly to some of the thoughts that we had in the naming stuff. We've had lots of ideas for different names that we've debated at length. And one of the things is, so initially, I don't even want to go there because we don't have time to address that.
But hang on a second. There's two parts to this. One is what we see this being in the long term. And it is, if we read the project page, then it is quite generic. It is. It has ambitions to be quite generic and quite a lot of stuff in it. And the other one, the other aspect of this is we do need to get this past the DSE, so we need to be able to come with a clear message. And if that message is a little bit more focused on what we're going to do in the short term without necessarily showcasing every part of what we put into the vision in the project proposal, then I don't necessarily think that those two are incompatible. I think we can deliver a simple message that showcases and highlights what are the immediate needs for several use cases in the R7 release without necessarily compromising the vision of being a generic persistent store going forward.
How about this, guys? I'll just say that, some of the initial uses of this in R7, in the Alphason PCI use case and then splicing and A1 policy, these are all configuration type information. And we can expand that to other stuff later. okay, we need to move on, otherwise we're going to make zero progress.
But in that slide, for instance, and also in the other slide, there was topology. And I'm a bit worried about it because topology is also in AI. If you go in the detail of, what do you want to put here, the topology respect to what is in AI, is a never-ending discussion.
Okay, but I think we can say, look, topology is a far future thing, and we list it there because it's on our vision. Why don't you come back to us in 2 years and we'll start talking about that. I think that's our answer if they ask that. Okay, we need to move on, guys, sorry. So scalability, performance, and queries, and complicated volume of ratio, and blah, blah, blah. So there's a thing about performance, and I remember during the presentation we made that I pointed to the performance piece, which you'll know we still have markers for things that aren't complete. I use I put the pound @pound so I can quickly search documents for if I have an open point and I need to get back to. So these are only pounds, open points really that you have in this page. So we know that we don't have hard numbers for the sort of maximum number of API requests and concurrency and sizes of queries and stuff. I mean, this is something I think we'll find out as we come to development.
As we support the use cases, yes.
Yeah. So I think our answer needs to be something along those lines. We have a section on performance. And I think this is a heading one, so I think I can actually get a link off that. Let me see. Performance, so this should give me a link to this, I think. Yeah, okay. So, I think our answer has to be something like, we have a section on performance, and we know there are still open points related to performance, such as the maximum queries supported and size of queries. But I think as we come to engage use cases, we'll understand those better. The only real concern I think might be are we designing something that we think at the outset we can't support? So the real question is are, you know, do we fear at the outset that the initial setup, initial usage of the database service will either A, overwhelm, say buses or ONAPs, internal messaging capabilities, or two, be, insufficient for the intended target audience, target use cases that are depending on this database. So maybe we need some answers to those. My answer for two, I think, the usage, right, is like if I look at the OFSON PCI use case, I mean, they have like 10 pieces of data, 10 different parameters, right? If you look at this, there's only like a few, 2, 4, 6, maybe 13 parameters, right? And there's not much. Oh, yeah. So can't count these. So 2, 4, 6, 8. I mean, there's like 9 pieces of data per thing. So there's not much different information, but they are storing 2,000 cells worth of information. So far, from 3 releases, we've seen that there was some PCI use case has easily fallen, to the performance hasn't been an issue, right? So we need to probably say something along those lines. Does anybody else have any thoughts on this? Okay. So, I mean, maybe in the very long term, performance might be potentially a problem, but that's maybe a good problem to have. We're not anywhere near that.
I think it was Pamela also had a question about latency. So I guess, I mean, that comes down to the design and deployment. So Pamela was looking at integration, interface wrapping, and latency. It was either Pamela or Catherine, one or the other. I would consider those three parts of the performance question.
That's a good point. Let me put in capital words here the topic of what they're asking, and that might be...
There's only a few topics, really. When there's a lot of questions and a lot of discussion, but I think there was only about 4 main topics in here.
Right. So let me that's a good point, Tony. Let me just highlight the topics themselves, because I think...
Maybe one question that relates to performance as well, and sorry if this question has already been addressed. I'm fairly new to the project, but is the intention that there will be only one instance of that database, or that we could have several instances, for example, belonging to different tenants or something like that?
Yeah, in the project proposal, we did discuss the multiple instances aspect. So we were looking to support the federation or partitioning of data, mm-hmm. as well as independent instances. So depending on supporting the different ways in which ONAP could be deployed, both the distributed and central.
Understood. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
So again, that's long term. Some of that stuff is quite long term because it doesn't come out of the box easily or quickly.
Right. Okay. Good. So Tony, the other one that you mentioned was, and we're calling this question. Oops. Should we number these 1, 2?
Yeah, I think it was Pamela and Catherine. Pamela talked about. It was kind of an integration question and mapping existing interfaces where people are already, and again, this was a little bit back to a fear almost in terms of how it was represented in the TSC. They felt that this was becoming a monster. I think the word monster was used by Catherine, a monster DB.
Mm. Right.
And that wasn't our intention. And there was a chat then about migration and then integration and how adapting existing interfaces. Mm. And so that's, you know, it's kind of a reading between the lines, if you collate those things, to say, you know, one, it's built primarily for these use cases in R7 with a view to being extended further. And if it's good enough, people will come. So it's not a migration task for any other component. They don't have to use it. They can. And that brought up the latency. If you were, you know, because an awful lot of the other components are currently using Maria or MariaDB, I'm not sure how it's pronounced. And they would use typically something like a JDBC adapter. So their level of latency would be, you know, they're in complete control of that. And then what interface as a microservice, we're providing a microservice interface rather than a database interface to this. So you can see where the latency question is coming from.
So what should our answer, and what do you think our answer should be here?
I think our answer is that how the data is exposed will be dictated by the use cases that we have to support.
Okay, that's good. Let me move that up to the front here. To play devil's advocate, what if the use cases come back and say there's too much latency, there's not enough performance, and you're not serving our needs. What should be our answer there?
You're asking me to preempt a whole bunch of design.
I'm just saying, what should we say if somebody, you know, says, because latency is really, in my mind, about I want some information in a timely manner because I have this real-time application or something or other, and I can't get it. So what should we...
And if you go back to basics on this one, what happens is that every time you serialize or transform the data, either the request or the response from the data persistence, you add overhead and time. And if your time is stringent, then you have to eliminate the opportunities for those transformations to occur. And there's different strategies that you can do to achieve that. You can change protocols, you can make the applications more in tune with the schema so they don't have to do transformations. You can use better protocols that have less on-the-wire issues. There's different strategies that you can use to eliminate that latency overhead, the hops, the jumps, the transformations.
Is your point, Tony, that the latency issues, the latency issues won't be necessarily incurred within the data persistence service, but will rather be getting the data to it and getting the data from it?
Exactly. I mean, yes. That's exactly it. I mean, if you're accessing data, then how long it takes to read it? Yes. Okay. You could pick a tape drive as your persistent store. In which case, yes, you have a real problem with latency. But if you have solid state disks or in memory databases, then that's not a factor in the latency, or it's not a factor that you can easily overcome in the latency. And then you're into and this is back to, I think it was Mike's question earlier about the distribution of databases. So if something has to be closer to the network elements, because there's physical infrastructure and router and switches and that exists between the database and the source of the information or the consumer of the information. So that whole latency has to be dictated by the use case, but if we're not meeting those, then there are ways in which and strategies that we can use to eliminate that latency. And I don't want to preempt them. There's plenty of ways in which that can be done.
Okay, how about this? Transformations and protocols are overhead that can create latency. And if a particular use case is time sensitive, there are software implementation and design strategies that can be employed to reduce the transformations and protocol overhead. And I think we just need to kind of take that on a case-by-case basis.
yeah, absolutely. I mean, so even things like...
Into development.
But also deployment can also have a significant impact on latency.
Yeah, okay. What do you mean by deployment?
Well, it's back to, I think it was Mike that mentioned distributing or having multiple instances of this thing, the CPS, some of which would be more closely located with the SNS.
Oh, I see. Got it. Okay.
Because again, now you're eliminating actually physical infrastructure, which introduces latency. So it's not a design time, it's a deployment time.
Right.
Latency.
Okay, great. So let's see. Does anybody else have any comments on the performance and latency stuff? Does this look okay? Okay. All right, next is, let's see. I'm trying to find the big rocks here, the big pictures here, the big questions. There's lots of little questions, but let me see if we can find things that are, because we'll probably go over these in order, right? So we can reorder them, but let me see. So existing databases, which we've already talked about. I think this one is an interesting one, and there's a couple of ones here that talk about it. Why can't we just store all this stuff in ANAI? So I think let's address that one next. That one I think is a pretty easy one. So it's one that's important and also relatively easy to answer.
I think you answered some of the problem in discussing the multi-tenancy capabilities, right? You're looking for data closer to the elements, whereas ANAI is currently centralized.
This is asked three times, actually. I'm just trying to gather all the questions here. Why do we have this in ANAI? I'm just trying to... Okay, so this is kind of asked three times, three separate times. So that's a good answer. Let me see if I have a... Okay, so let's make this question five. Why not just extend ANAI?
Yeah, that for me was one of the big ones, and I think it's a relatively straightforward one to shut down.
Yeah, I agree, yeah. Okay. So, question five. Sorry, loop here. Okay, so somebody want to take a stab at this?
Exo inventory.
Yeah, so I think the from the outset, the defined scope of the project is that we are intentionally storing exo-inventory information, to say information that not in AMEI, information that is typically not inventory type information. So the stated purpose of AMEI approved projects, let's see. Where is the projects? Developing on a that's weird. I've gotten to the page many times before. Let's see. Oh, here we go. One of projects. Okay, proof projects. okay. So. The system provides real time relationships. Oops, let's see, I'm just gonna text this, okay. So provides real-time users resources and services and their relationships. Okay, so I think the focus of AMEI in their statement is to maintain a real-time view of resources, XMFs, and their...
Yeah, it's probably worth saying centralized real-time view of the resources. Yeah.
Yes.
Because I think that from Mike was also a good differentiator about the distribution.
Right.
As part of the vision.
Yeah, I think it's so good that we should make that just as a second answer. So the first answer is sort of scope. I think the second answer is this... is that we can have a, I don't know what you want to call it, an edge deployment, CPM.
Decentralized deployment.
Yeah. CPS can have a,
And also maybe one more thing to use the AI is maybe AI also is AI we may want to be more open and not as restrictive as AI.
Absolutely. And I think that's partly where our runtime model driven comes into play, so that essentially anybody can come up with a model and have that deployed to represent any part or any subpart of an XNF within the database. Whereas ANAI it's model driven, but it's model driven at the design of ANAI time. The design time of the NAI, you can change the schema, but that's kind of fixed
for
the life of that deployment.
Yeah, it's already fixed, and maybe we want to be able to store
additional data.
Any additional information, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask something about the decentralization? I'm not familiar with ANI, of course, but could it not be argued that that could easily be decentralized as well? So could that argument be easily countered is what I'm wondering about.
The answer to that is yes, we could, the TSC could make a decision to change the scope of ANI to include this information, in which case, yeah, then I think we'd all be happy. I don't think.
No, I mean specifically about the decentralization. Could that database not as easily be decentralized?
Could you have an edge installation?
Not really. No,
it communicates to a central owner.
Okay, so it's definitely an advantage of the of this solution to be able to be decentralized.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Just on your dynamic schema, it's important to stress the runtime dynamic schema at runtime, because there is a dynamic schema for ANAI. It's defined by a model. It's just not something that you can do without changing its deployment with it. You have to go back in time to and then redeploy, I think, to change the schema in ANAI.
There could be some counter arguments on that. I think I've heard rumors that it is possible to do some, or there have been some POCs around dynamically deploying schema into ANAI. So I don't know whether there's I don't know whether there's a third scenario here where you need a separation of concerns between the sort of information that is specific and relevant to topology and inventory, which is more high level and related to connectivity and relationships between resources, versus the configuration type information, which is more related to the specific information about a particular resource, or something along those lines. I don't know.
So I'm kind of.
These are kind of.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm just trying to understand your point. All right, so what's the topic of your point? What should I say?
I guess it's separation of concerns. So the concern of inventory and topology is that it is very much related to the specific items that I have in my network and the relationships between them. Whereas the configuration persistency store is more related to our service, is more related to the specific configuration information about each of the resources.
I like that. Yeah. That's great. That's such a good answer. Let me move it up in the order when we talk about it. So, okay. I mean, that's kind of similar to the scope. So I think it's a elegantly phrased way to say, you know, they're just storing different things, you know, in layman's terms, that the stuff you want to put in there is just different between each other. Yeah. So.
Yeah, you can add the, okay.
Yeah.
I don't understand what you mean for the question above. What information is really needed to keep a view of what resources exist?
Oh, you mean here? So here, I think I was trying to say, you know, ANAI conceptually should be focused on just inventory data. You know, it should be things we historically think about as inventory information. And I can actually, I have a good slide on that. Let me see. I don't know if it's in this slide pack, though. Let me see. I can make it small, and if they want to ask, I can make it big. I think it's in the 5G service modeling. Let me see. Hold on, that'll take me 1 minute here. All right, so I think it's here. I think it's here. All right, so let me see. Find it. I think it's here. Okay, so this is kind of what's in ANAI right now. And it might be useful to see. I don't think I want to copy this whole. All right, maybe I'll just put this in the appendix. How's that? In case we need to jump to it.
I think your use of the word focused rather than restricted is probably.
Yeah. Ah, where am I? What's going on here? Okay. All right, let's see. Focus restricted, what, or is there? Oh, I see. Yeah, should be focused on. Yeah, okay. Good. Okay, good. Okay, so I think this is good. Let's move on so we can get maybe one more question and one or two more questions in before we close here. I'm trying to find some common thread to some of these questions here that was asked. Panda, adding another API for each component. Although I agree with consolidating, I'm concerned about another large amount of code. Prefer projects that would help reduce our code base first. So this is kind of an interesting concern. So there's a common thread of this is one huge monster database. So these three questions kind of relate to that. This mega monster database concern. Oh, this is also a very good one too. Lack of commitment. That's a separate, completely separate thing here. Perceived lack of commitment. Not lack of commitment, but sufficient developers or sufficient resources.
Yeah, that was Catherine. She could only see two developers on it.
Yeah, that's because we're still setting up everything. But that's something we should answer. So, okay, let's see. So I'm just gonna, this question six will be, are we creating a monster database? And the next one should be, do you have enough resources to really get this project off the ground? 6, 7.
So if I may speak on Bell's behalf, we have specific needs that could be addressed by this sort of by the runtime DB, especially when it comes to state information. So this is probably an area where we could contribute as well. So we would just have to look at how we align and if the project is going in direction where we can use it for what we need. But if we're able to align, there's a good chance that we would be able to contribute as well.
Okay, great. Okay, so that should definitely be part of the answer here.
So you could put like there is a number of companies that in this moment are providing very interest.
Yes, I like that too.
I think you can add Ericsson to the list as well.
Yeah, Nokia. Have all contributed resources since 2019. Architecture results. Let's see. So, yeah.
Are you sharing what you're typing then? Because I think I've lost.
Oh, you lost sharing? Oh, can people still see my screen or no?
Yeah.
I couldn't see question five, but I didn't see anything change as you were
typing. Why am I on question seven now? Resource commitment. So maybe your screen froze. I am sharing.
It could be me.
And people said they can see my screen. So.
Yeah, it happened to me a while ago, Tony, so maybe you need to refresh.
Okay.
I can stop and reshare if you think that might help.
Well, for me, changing the, I had the same and I changed the resolution and back again, and that worked for me to refresh it.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, so we have 9 minutes left, and maybe we can make some progress on these two questions. So for the monster database, I think the, maybe one of the answers, maybe one of the answers should be see the roadmap. I think another answer is, one answer is answered in the roadmap. I think another possible answer is sort of answered in the,
Can we put like we have a actually we are have a clear so we are starting with a very focused scope, and that actually is covering a gap in ONAP today.
Yes, that's good.
And just that is the scope is focused. It's not really everything. It's not again every. It's not very generic. You know?
Yes, that's good. Yes. So I think also see the roadmap, see the recoloring of the database icons show design separation. Okay, and then the other thing is the overview diagram is not added. To show that, so the scope of the project is intended to store network element related. So let's see, that's at least a quick first cut at that. All right, so the database, or the project. We can certainly store state information, network element, related information. Is that something roughly, Bruno, kind of capture what you were saying?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So.
Yeah, exactly. If we had some requirement for Bell, and so we already start thinking about this. So, but mainly in from our requirement, it includes the state data. So, maybe that's something we can also share. With you, maybe we don't have enough time right now, but maybe on a Friday meeting. Yeah.
Sure. Okay, that would be good. If you have a diagram or something, we can certainly include it. Okay. Great. All right. So let's see. Let me just read through this one more time to give people a final look at it in the last few minutes here. So, are we creating a monster database? One answer is basically our maybe the scope, the vision, the mantra, the
focus at scope.
The focus, yeah. The scope, okay. So, I mean, see the roadmap, see the recalling database. Maybe we should put these at the end, huh? Put these at the end here. Okay. So the scope and purpose, of the project, of this project, is really to address and cover a current gap in an ONAP, and that is to store network element related information. The intention is initially aimed at supporting slicing, adapter, policy extensions, the SLAM PCI use cases, and it's not intended to consolidate. It's not capital gold underscore red intended to consolidate all the 32 separate project databases and project. We mean things like AI, CDE, so. That was never the purpose of the project. By choice of the project, if a project, if an ONAP platform project wishes to store some of that data, it can, but that's not our initial scope. That's not our intended scope. Okay, and you can see the roadmap and see the recalling of the database just to see that. And I think we have a network element data focus. So this really falls down here. Okay. So you can see the overview diagrams and data show that the scope of the CPU is intended to store runtime network element data, not on a management data, blah blah. Okay. Does that look okay? Is there any comments on that? Okay, I propose we end here. We made a lot of great progress. Thank you, everybody. This is fantastic. So I'm just going to put that we just discussed.
When do you expect to come back to DSE?
Well, I don't have a firm answer for that. So I can show you the timeline. So May 28 is the timeline for when we have release sign-off in R6 and when M0 begins for Guilin, which means in theory, it would probably be nice if we presented before May 28th. If we're beyond that, that's maybe okay, but I would say we should try to present before then if possible. So we have a month, I would say, at the outset. That's just my view. So, Okay, thank you, everybody. I'll let you get on to your next meetings. Thank you so much for attending and your input. All right, have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye. Hey, thanks. Bye.